Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Simply Hanif Radio Show, and I am your girl, Hanif, and today I just wanted to really indulge in and definitely speak about having complete self-love and self-care and how we sometimes minimize who we are in when we're in a relationship, and we allow our self-esteem to be just completely depleted and torn down. So before I get started, though, I'm going to take a small break, and when I get back, we will be continuing our topic. All right.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right, everybody. I am back, and I'm excited. Because today I have a wonderful guest that I should be speaking to pretty soon. And I cannot wait to discuss with her a little bit more about her journey when it comes to loving yourself. And we really, 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 sometimes we think that we do. And we go through a couple of things and realize that we don't. And that displays in the way that maybe we're in a relationship and we allow our mates, our friends to treat us any kind of way just for simple acceptance or the hunger. And trust me, I understand the hunger to feel and be loved. But at what sacrifice doing that is the question. We really, really, really have to be mindful that we must see ourselves the way I believe God sees us. And I know it is not easy. You know, I'm saying all this, but I've been through it. I've sat in relationships that didn't serve me or serve a purpose at all. And very hard, very hurtful to go through. And I was a type at one time that I didn't even know how to let that go. I would still be trying to fix it when God was saying to definitely close it. And I'm just excited to change my journey because we have to make the decision to just love ourselves better and do better. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I do have Lakeisha Garland on. I hope I said her name correctly because I just be chopping up people's names. And she is my special guest today, and we're going to be speaking a little bit more about self-love and self-care. Hello, Ms. Garland.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm so blessed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk about a little bit about your journey of self-discovery and self-love, having that and building your self-esteem. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, well, for me, I am a mother of two, just hit 42, actually, and I had come to realize that I really was not giving myself the proper love or attention that I needed. And so once I started to dive more into the Lord and go more to church and get a spiritual guidance and then a spiritual support, it all started to fall into place and come together. And I started to understand, like, I needed to love God first, and then He can show me how to love myself. And once I learned how to start loving myself, I was able to properly display that love to my son and other people around me.
And what steps did you take? Because, you know, we talk as if it's easy, and it isn't.
No, it especially
for some of us, you know, maybe we weren't taught young how to exercise that self-love or to that self-care, and so we're learning it late. And when you're learning
right.
it late, times, you know, you don't have all the tools. What steps did you take? And let's just be really realistic and honest that it didn't take overnight. I really want people to understand that it didn't happen overnight.
Oh, no, it took years. It took years, to be honest. And I did a lot of prayer and a whole load of fasting. When I first got to my church, my pastor would talk about us doing a 40-day fast off of meat. And for me, I'm a big meat consumer, or I was. I still like meat, but not as much as I loved meat. I mean, I loved meat like I loved breathing.
I'm a foodie over here, so
okay, and so once I did the fast, our first fast, I actually stayed off of the meat, and I chose sweets as well to give up for a whole year. And on that journey, things started to fall off. My eyes started to become open. I started to see, hey, this man that I chose to marry, because God didn't choose him, I chose him, didn't love me. You know, he didn't love me. He doesn't even love himself. You know, in order for a man or a woman to love, they have to love God. They have to know the love
Absolutely.
Of God, you know? And so it took me a great deal, even up until this day. It's still a journey, you know, but it takes me to fast, to deny myself my desires, you know. I'm celibate right now. I want to be married again, and so I'm taking this journey. You know, I don't want to date. I'm not dating. I'm not looking for anyone, and I'm just focused on, you know, my school. I'm in school for fashion design. I'm focused on my son, and I'm focused on the Lord, and that's allowing me to continue to go on that road of self-love and self-discovery. I think a lot of times when we are laying down with the opposite sex, our judgment is clouded. Our judgment
is
so clouded, you know, because we can't see
towards that person. You know, it's human nature. We want to feel love. We want to feel some type of human connection with someone. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that person isn't even meant to be in our lives. And that's hard, too. That's a hard acceptance.
Oh, yes.
That's very difficult to face as well.
God had started opening my eyes years before I even started separating from a lot of people. I was actually not divorced from my ex-husband, but going through a separation. And actually, one day, sitting in his carpool, getting ready to walk up the stairs, I had started reading my word, and God just started speaking to me. He said, "Baby girl, you gotta prune. There's a lot of people you have to let go." And I cried and bawled my eyes out. When I got upstairs, my ex-husband was like, "What's wrong with you?" You know, and I said, "You know, God just told me some things. You know, and spiritual things is done. Spiritual things, worldly people don't really understand that if they're not into the word of God. So he
right.
didn't understand that." And, but God, sure enough, turned people to the point where most of those people are no longer on this earth. Like,
wow.
literally, like, no longer on this earth. And I mean, when I tell you, one of the people, a guy that I was truly in love with, I kept trying to give this man a baby, and it wasn't working out. And then I lost our baby. And it was devastating to him and I, and he's no longer here. And
that's
now
awesome.
I understand. Yeah, now I understand why God did not want me to do that. I would have been a widow, you know, with a child, and having that reminder, even though it probably would have been a loving reminder, but who knows what that probably would have done to my psyche and what I probably would have done to my child, you know, mourning his father and knowing that, you know, he wasn't there and things like that, and things like that would have been out of my control. Plus, a believer of Christ, he was a Muslim. And God tells us, don't be unequally yoked. You know,
I understand
that.
I was Muslim first before I was Christian. Most people don't know that. And and you can even be unevenly yoked with a Christian, as a Christian, let's be clear. Because sometimes they're not walking the way that Christ as actually wants them to. So a man has to love Christ first in order to even love a wife. And through that loving Christ, really finding himself, he can love you the way that you're meant to be loved, period.
Yes.
We have a lot of fake men, I say that, masquerading as Christians and who are not, let's be clear. And it doesn't mean that anybody of any other race can't love their wife right if they follow what they're supposed to, and that is ultimately God, the right way. With that being said, can you give and then I have to go because it's time for Sky Fitness, my fitness guru for ladies. But just to give maybe one or two advice to ladies or men on their journey of self-discovery, what they can do.
I would say if you're a believer, seek the Lord. And if you're not,
seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord. Exactly. That is exactly what my Holy Spirit was saying. You know, sometimes we play that tug of war because, you know, we don't want to offend, but we still got to say, seek the Lord. You know, thus says the Lord, seek the Lord. And spend some time with yourself. I date myself a lot. Spend some time with yourself. Know what you like, what you don't like, and get to know who you are. And let God just use you, and you'll be a blessing to a lot of other people, and then you'll start feeling so much better about yourself. So that's the advice that I would give.
Well, thank you, Ms. Garland, for coming on to the Simply Honey Radio Show. I am
thank you
excited
for having
and
me.
Oh, of course. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be turning it over to the beautiful Sky. But with that, I want to just leave you with my last words, and those are, you know, please be mindful of your words, your actions, and your thoughts as well, because you may be the only God someone sees today. So God bless. And with that being said, we're going to take a break to our sponsor, and then Sky will be on.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Hanif. How are you today? Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, I'm not. I wasn't on. Definitely, I'm good.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay, and enjoy your show. And I can't wait to hear about nutrition.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. And I really do appreciate your talk on self-love. Boy, do we all need to learn how to do that a little
every
bit better.
Day.
And oh, yes, I'm learning as I get older, that's for sure. Man, that hit home for me. So thank you so much. And good morning, everyone. I am Sky Edwards. I am owner and operator of Skyzercise Fitness, and I've been in the industry for a long time. I'm also a mother of three. I have three amazing children, little boys. And today, I want to talk about nutrition. Last month, I talked about the benefits of strength training, and the month before, I talked about cardiovascular health and what that looks like. And today I want to discuss nutrition and the importance of good nutrition. Nutrition, you know, and this kind of goes into self-love right here. good nutrition, putting good foods in our body is showing ourselves love. And treating our bodies right shows love to ourselves. And so nutrition, good nutrition, is the most important factor when it comes to good health. And whether you want to gain muscle or lose fat, which we all, I think most of us want to do that, be healthier, or even compete in sports, it all is going to fall back on good nutrition and what we put into our bodies. Good nutrition improves everything. All aspects of our lives are improved when we feed our bodies the right way. It is the most important factor to help you get the body you've always wanted. And not just talking aesthetically, but sleeping better, reducing your stress, being able to perform better, think clearly. So many factors are affected when we feed our body the correct way. So what does good nutrition do? Good nutrition controls energy balance. So energy balance is the concept of calories in versus calories out. So what we eat versus the calories that we burn. And we really want to look for a negative energy balance. So we want to take in fewer calories each day, and we want to try to burn more. And that's going to help us achieve weight loss. But we definitely don't want to starve ourselves. We want to eat the right amount of calories for our age, for our height, for our gender. So the taller you are, the more calories you can consume. The older you are, the fewer calories you can consume. Men, luckily, get more than women. That's why it's easier for men to lose weight, also because they have more muscle mass. So we want to try to take in fewer calories than what our body really needs to lose weight. Good nutrition is also nutrient dense. And what does that mean? So nutrient dense means foods that are typically lower in calories but high in vitamins and minerals and fiber. So we want to look for those foods, good healthy foods. And good nutrition will help you achieve health, a healthy body composition. So body composition is the amount of fat that your body carries and helps improve performance, whether that just be your day-to-day tasks or sports performance. So good nutrition, what does good nutrition look like? So we need a certain number of calories each day to perform at our optimal level. And everybody's different, and that's something that I do for my clients is I calculate the calories that they need on a daily basis to perform at their best. So that's something you can look at. You can contact me to get information on that at skyzersize@gmail.com, and I can help you calculate those calories for you. Also, good nutrition, we need a certain amount of macronutrients. And what are macros? We hear that term kind of being thrown around. If it fits your macro diet, flexible dieting. So macronutrients consist of protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So we need a certain amount of protein, carbs, and fats throughout the day. And when you're looking at your meals, you want to consider a few things. You want to ask yourself, where's my protein? With each meal, we want to consume protein. We want to consume carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are not the enemy. And I have another call coming in on my line. I'm going to send this to voicemail. We want to consume carbohydrates. You know, a lot of people will try to follow a low-carb diet, and that's actually not the best idea. Carbohydrates are absolutely necessary for brain function, for overall energy, feel good. We just want to make sure that we consume good carbohydrates. We want to take out the sugars and the fast-acting carbohydrates, typically, and we want to consume whole grains, whole wheat, bread and pastas, quinoa, brown rice, potato, beans, vegetables, and fruits. So we want to consume those on a daily basis to function at our best. and we want to consume a certain amount of healthy fats. I just want to let you guys know, if you are interested in calling in, you can do so at 646-478-5323 and press 1 so that Hanif will know that you are in the queue. And I'm happy to answer any nutrition-related questions that you have or on anything in particular. And right now we're going to take a word from our sponsor and go to a quick commercial break.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back. I want to leave everyone with, you might want to take some notes here. There are 5 simple habits that you can do right now to help yourself be healthier. And it's very simple. We don't need to necessarily count calories. We don't need to do anything super fancy. But these 5 simple habits are definitely going to help you be on that road to a healthier version of you. Number 1, this is important, and I know this is hard to achieve sometimes with our busy, hectic lives these days. We're always on the go. But it is really important to eat slowly and stop eating when we're about 80% full. So it should take around 15 to 20 minutes for you to complete your meal. That's important because it takes about 20 minutes for our brains to sense that satisfaction of food in our stomach. And so if we eat too quickly, we don't get those signals sent to the brain. So eat slowly, number 1. Number 2, you need to eat protein-dense foods with each meal. And whether it's 3 meals a day or 5 meals a day, it really doesn't matter, but we need to have protein with every meal. And how much protein? For women, ladies, the palm of your hand. That is 1 serving of protein. Chicken, fish, lean beef, even low-fat dairy products, are considered high in protein. So for men, we want 2 palms. Okay, women, 1 palm, men, 2 palms. So that's an easy way to remember that. Number 3, the third habit to a healthier you is to eat more vegetables. We all need to eat more vegetables. With every meal, it's important. Every meal, try to incorporate some vegetables. Did you know that we actually need around 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day? I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I'm working on it. So that's something to think about, adding more vegetables with each meal. Number 4, carbohydrates. We need carbs. You want carbs with your meals also. Now, carbohydrates can be fruits and vegetables, but it also can be whole grains, brown rice, and quinoa. So we really want to have carbohydrates with each of our meals also. But our higher, starchier carbohydrates need to be around your workout. So you need to earn your carbs if you want those. More carbs. I always tell my clients, it's not a low-carb diet, but it's a controlled carbohydrate diet. We want carbs around our workout, and then the rest of the day, fruits and vegetables. Number 5, we want to eat healthy fats on a daily basis. We want around 30% of our calories from fats. Fat is so important for our body functions, and we want healthy fats like avocado and nuts and oils. Those are important to add to our daily plan as well. And just a small serving about the thumb, size of your thumb. That's about 1 serving of fat. That's about it. 5 habits. Eat slowly, protein, vegetables, carbs, and healthy fats. If you can incorporate that into your day, you are going to be on the path to a healthier you. Now, I do specific plans for my clients. If anyone's interested, you can check out my website at skizersize.com. You can also email me at skizersize@gmail.com. All of this will be on the Simply Hennig Radio show website as well. And I look forward to hearing from you and helping you achieve better health. Thank you, Hanif.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is your boy, Keith Temple Trotter, and I am here with Hanif Jordan and Sky Edwards. And today we have been talking about self-love, and we're talking about nutrition, self-love in your relationships and knowing your worth, nutrition, showing that worth towards your body and loving your body. And I am here today to talk about loving your mental state, you know, what's going on in your mind. And I want to talk to you about honesty, being brutally honest with yourself about yourself, and also dressing well all the time and how dressing well will help your mental state and also kind of help keep you on track as you do the things that are necessary in your relationships and loving your body, and making yourself feel better. And one of the things that was very helpful for me as I went through my journey to losing almost 200 pounds was dressing well all the time. And I had received some really good advice about how to start that process. And I didn't need to go out and buy a lot of fancy clothes. As a matter of fact, there are some options for you in your neighborhoods. I made friends with the Goodwill, to be honest with you, and I was also losing weight with friends of mine, so we kind of traded and sold each other's our clothes back and forth. So here are a couple of steps for you. Get in front of a mirror. If you have a big mirror at home, get in front of a mirror, take your clothes off, get down to your underwear, and take honest inventory. And it's going to hurt. It really is. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it doesn't. But sometimes it hurts, you know, because you need to be kind to yourself and stop looking at yourself through your fat goggles, which kind of clouds your vision. Just take an honest inventory of your body. You know, that's step one. Step two, you know, if you don't have any clothes that fit properly right now, go out and buy some. You know, buy some clothes that are going to be flattering to your body type as it is today. You know, men, shine your shoes, you know, buy a pocket square, add a little color, buy colorful socks, you know, and, you know, trim those stray hairs. You know, ladies, go get your hair and your nails done. Do something new with your makeup. You know, when you feel good at all stages, it gives you incentive and motivation to stick to your Get Fit plan. So you're making a plan to get fit. Now do things to psychologically help you along the way, and dressing well all the time will help with that. Now, I'm going to tell you how we did it after we take a quick break to hear from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Welcome back. We've been talking about self-love. We're talking about nutrition, and now we're talking about honesty and dressing well all the time, taking that honest inventory of your body as it is today and buying clothes so that you're not hiding in your fat clothes that that are a little bit more flattering to yourself so that you can bring some positive energy into your life. And here's how I did it. I had actually bought four really nice shirts at a Brooks Brothers outlet store in Miami. And I had every intention of wearing them, but they were a little too small. And through my laziness, they kind of sat in my closet for a while. But when I finally got serious about making that transformation, I made a monthly ritual out of trying on each one of those shirts and seeing how far I had to go in order to wear one without, you know, pretty much looking like an overstuffed sausage. You know, in a sense, they kind of acted as a physical form of my progress. So I actually called them my progress shirts. You know, in the meantime, I went out and bought clothes that fit a little tighter than I was comfortable with, and donated my really fat clothes. You know, as I couldn't wear them anymore, I donated those clothes to the Goodwill, and I just kept going through that process of losing weight and going to the Goodwill or whatever store that had a sale and swapping out my my fat clothes for clothes that were just a little too tight, a little uncomfortable for me to wear, to act as more incentive to continue to lose weight. And it was energizing to me to see that physical progress happen. And I'm not saying that there weren't setbacks, and I'm not saying that there weren't, you know, times when I popped a few buttons here and there, but that's all part of the journey. It's all part of the process, and we have to be able to embrace that journey and that process. So be honest with yourself, take honest inventory, and then go out and do something for yourself by dressing well all the time. Add a little color to your wardrobe. To, you know, men get pocket squares. Fancy socks if you can, you know, colorful shirts, and enjoy the process and enjoy the journey along the way. You can follow me at www.100smallsteps.com or on Twitter at Temple Trotter. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.